home, Daddy. Here, take off your shoes and then sit down on the couch. I did get a chance to look at your computer today, and I got some viruses off of it, and even a rootkit. It took a while, and I had to uninstall about 5 browser toolbars you'd somehow installed, but your computer is clean now. Well, clean in the sense of no malware. While I was waiting for the last virus scan, I got bored, so I started poking around your hard drive a little. Yeah, you should probably look a little guilty. I found your collection of nude pictures. Nothing illegal, but obviously you're not looking for someone your own age, apparently, are you? They all look like college-aged girls. I probably should have stopped there. Then I saw that Skype had been getting a lot of use on your computer, so I started checking out your chat logs. It appears you've been talking to a few women, having very interesting talks. I had to look up the whole DDLG thing at first. Daddy Dom, little girl. I didn't really need to look it up, though, because the chat logs made it all kind of obvious. They didn't cover everything, though, because apparently at points it went from text to voice, and that doesn't get saved. I can only imagine what happened during those parts. That's when I started going through your emails. So many receipts for online stores, Daddy. But nothing was ever shipped here. It went out to different places and different girls all over the world. Girls that called you Daddy and that received gifts from you that for doing that and for other things. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, Daddy, why are you outsourcing me? No, I understand that you have needs. Daddy needs, but I have daughter needs, a need for your attention, a need for fancy shoes or nice dresses, jewelry, even sexy underwear. Now, I'm not technically a little girl. I'm legal, just like all those other girls. But I do have a couple of advantages over them. For one thing, I actually am your daughter, so all of my daddies are much more genuine. Secondly, I'm actually right here and not in some other country. Last, but definitely not least, while they will just do naughty things with you over Skype, I'll do naughty things with you right here. No, it makes perfect sense. This entire daddy dom little girl thing sounds like a pretty sweet deal. I do stuff with a guy, and then he buys me stuff. It's not technically prostitution unless there's actual cash involved. Although, I wouldn't turn my nose up at some outright money here and there. But since I'm already your daughter, you could just call it a father-to-daughter gift or allowance or whatever. So we got a loophole there, too. As long as there's that gray area, it's still not prostitution. Just to be clear, I don't have any daddy issues or an incest fetish or anything like that. But on the other hand, I'm not too freaked out by the idea either. At least not enough to turn up my nose on any of the stuff, like you've been buying those so-called daughters you subcontracted. All of that wealth should be staying closer to home, and it doesn't get any closer to home than your own house. So it's good for the economy, good for my budget, and good for your cock, too. So, yes, Daddy, I said cock. You didn't seem to mind when those other girls typed it. I imagine they said it too. The phrase, "I want you to bounce me up and down on your cock right now, Daddy," comes to mind from one of the chats. Of course, she couldn't actually bounce on it, since she lives about 2,000 miles away. But I'm about 5 feet away and willing to get a whole lot closer. And I'm also willing to bounce as much as you want. I could find some other older man to be my daddy dom, but it just makes more sense for it to be you. I wouldn't even know how to get started with that kind of thing, and Well, either online or in real life, you're right here, and I already know you're into it. Plus, I just don't like the idea of anyone other than me calling you daddy, or of you calling anyone else princess or pumpkin or things like that. So, I did set up a wish list on a couple of online retailers, daddy. You can check these out later and order me something nice. Maybe a couple of nice things, depending on how much you enjoy me. Might I recommend some new clothes though, Daddy? This t-shirt is comfortable, but there's a hole in it. And these jeans, they're practically worn through in some places. Every time I move them like this, I have to be careful not to rip them or something. Then there's these bra and panties. If I would have had something sexier to wear for you today, I would have, Daddy. These aren't bad, I guess, but the stuff you bought for those girls was so much better. So much sexier. But what you're really interested in is what's underneath, right? That's why you stopped protesting and can't stop looking away. Did you ever get one of those girls on camera, Daddy? Did they slowly reach behind themselves to unhook their bras and then pull them off slowly to show you their breasts? Even if they did, boobs on a computer monitor can't really compare to ones right in front of you, can they? The same applies to a real pussy. I even shaved it for you since your chat logs made it clear that that was what you liked. I do think I deserve extra for that, but there's some nice lotions on my list and some silk things to wear close to my skin that will help me getting used to being so bare down there. You should feel how smooth it is down there, Daddy. You never got to feel those girls, did you? To see how their skin was. Not just around their pussies, but everywhere. But especially their pussies. Maybe they masturbated while you listened, or even while you watched. But over the computer. Not right in front of you. Like this. Take yours out too, Daddy. I won't mind. You should understand that after all I have said. Not when I get you to buy me stuff and get exclusive rights to call you Daddy. I wouldn't mind. So, just unzip your pants and take out your cock before it bursts through your pants. Yes, Daddy, just like that. See how badly it wanted to be out? I know it's been a few weeks since you've talked to any of those girls. Your computer was too infected by malware to be usable. That must have driven you crazy. Maybe you were afraid to bring the computer in somewhere to have it fixed. You must have been really desperate to have me do it for you. Well, you can always come to me when you're desperate, Daddy. I can take as good care of you as I did your computer, and much better care than those girls could ever do when they live so far away. But I'm so close, Daddy. So close to you, just 4 feet away now, and still touching myself. But I'm getting closer. Not just to coming, but also to you. 3 feet now. Two. I'm not touching myself anymore, even though I want to. But I don't want to come right now. Not with my fingers. And now I'm just a few inches away. I think it's bouncing time now, Daddy. Just lean back on the couch a little. You can leave on your clothes because the important part, your cock is out in the open. Just hold still and I can do all of the work like a good little girl pleasing her daddy does. I can straddle your lap with my naked body, just holding onto your cock a little, keeping it pointed straight up. I lower myself. Oh, so carefully lower myself. Until it's touching my pussy. Like that. Just like that. You're so hard, Daddy, but I'm so wet. If I sit here barely on top of you, I can feel my wetness run down from me onto your cock. Don't worry if it gets all over your pants. I'm the one who does the laundry. It's just a chore I do. Making love to you can be another one of my responsibilities, but not really a chore. I think it could be really fun. Let's find out. I'm sinking down slowly onto it, Daddy. Inch by incredible inch. It's so hard, but it's all going in. I'm taking the entire thing. Now the bouncing. Just a little at first. While I get used to Daddy's cock. But the moving will help. I was already so excited before you went in me, so it's pretty easy. I just need to lift myself up an inch or two and then let myself down a little higher this time before going back down. And now I can go a little faster and do some real bouncing. Moving up and down your cock with increasing passion. Oh, this is so good, Daddy. I could almost see myself doing this even if you didn't buy me nice things afterwards. Almost. Because we do have a deal, right, Daddy? I'm the only daughter now because I'm the real one. Oh, the only one who gets to call you Daddy. The only one you buy things for and the only one you ever have sex with. You won't need to pretend with those girls anymore because I'm the real thing. Oh, that's a good bouncing motion now, isn't it, Daddy? I think I'm some kind of prodigy at this little girl thing. Or at least incest. Definitely sex in general, or maybe just this. Because this is turning out much hotter than I expected. Maybe I do have a thing for you after all, Daddy, but I still want you to buy me stuff. Nice things. Sexy things. I can't stop moving now. My body moves on its own. I don't want to stop. I'm so close. I have to come so bad, but not until you do, Daddy. I won't come until you do so we can share our orgasm. Just please don't make me wait much longer, please. I'm coming, Daddy. But it's okay. It's okay. Oh, because you are too. I can feel your cock twitching inside of me, oh Daddy. That was much better with your real daughter, wasn't it? Much naughtier in so many ways than what you did with those girls online. Now you don't need to waste time and money on them. You can spend all of it on me. I'm gonna go take a nice long bath now, Daddy. Leave your clothes out and I'll wash them tonight. I made a mess of them. And while I'm doing laundry, you can go online. You'll find that I changed the password on your Skype account, but you won't need that anymore. I did happen to leave my wish list pulled up on your computer, though, so maybe you could start shopping tonight. It's not too late to have some naughty things here for me tomorrow. But I'm always gonna be the naughtiest thing in this house, Daddy. Don't you forget that.